Grandpa's Garden. I've been jumping rope lately in an attempt to lose my gut. So far, so good. I've lost 20 pounds and counting. Jumping rope is convenient. The rope is light. It packs easily. Recently, I was visiting relatives in the great state of Ohio and broke out my rope to get in a quick workout. My 9-year-old niece wandered by and, as usual, offered her opinion.
"You're not saying anything," she complained.
"What are you talking about? Are you drunk?"
"No, I am not drunk," she said.
"You have to say a rhyme like this." She produced a rope out of nowhere and began jumping as she went into a sing-song chant. "Been in Grandpa's garden, turned on the hose. How many times will he punch me in the nose? 1, 2, 3. "I think we need to report this angry grandpa to child services." She switched to another rhyme. "Betty, Betty stumped her toe on the way to Mexico. On the way back, she broke her back, sliding on a railroad track." "Betty sounds accident prone to me." "Then she couldn't get affordable health care in the U.S., so she decided to head to Mexico for a better deal." I just stared at my niece, so she tried again. "Charlie Chaplin came to Duluth to have a dentist pull his tooth. First he hollered, then he yelled, then he pulled the emergency bell. Charlie Chaplin has big feet, thinks he owns the whole darn street. If that street were made of glass, Charlie would fall and break his..." "Don't get excited, don't get alarmed. Charlie would fall and break his arm. Charlie Chaplin went to France to teach the ladies how to dance. Charlie Chaplin washing up broke a saucer and a cup. Charlie Chaplin went to war. When he came back, his pants were tore."
Wow, this Charlie Chaplin is a very busy person.
"Okay, I got it," I told my niece as I started jumping. "How about this? Democrats, Republicans up on the hill. If one doesn't cheat you, the other will. Wall Street is happy, they scream and shout. Even after they screwed us, they got bailed out. The average American is trying to cope. Unemployed for 2 years, is there no hope? Don't call your mama, don't call your pop. I don't think Obama can make this pain stop." My niece said, "No, I don't know that one. You are doing it wrong."